The Scenic Drive with Rian.
So Eric Holm, South African actor. I forgot he was a newsreader as well. Hy was bekend as Rian Malherbe in Binnelanders. Hy was in Sewende Laan. My arme Desi geslaan op die kop. Maar ons hom in elk geval genooi. Nou is hy nou maar hier. So ruk terug, en jy weet, ek sê nou nie jou herinner, 2007, soos duik hy daar by Secunda, so waterfront in die water in, en hy is toe een kwadropleeg na deze. Maar dit het hom nie laat stop nie, het allerhande ander dinge gedoen, en hier sit hy nou. Hallo.
Hy daar.
Hy daar.
Genet.
Nee, alright.
dankie, baie dat ek saam met julle kan kom speel.
Luister, ek wil nou direct in die stand-up ingaan, want ons moet nou net hierdie half uur red na Marcel se grapies.
Jong, okay, ek...
So, you better be good then.
Maar hou vast.
The morning news, stand-up is not for everyone, but all right.
So, daar het so een videokie so semi-viral gegaan. Hierdie is by Joe Parkes, nee?
That's correct, yeah.
Listen to this.
You know, tonight you've been treated to some awesome comedy, and on top of that, you're also being treated to a bona fide modern-day miracle. Serious. About 10 years ago, I broke my neck, and science couldn't help me. No, I went to all the doctors and specialists, all told me exactly the same thing. Said, sorry sir, the one thing you'll never do is stand up. I was worried for a second there. I was like, whoa.
Ek laat hulle allemaal net so rukkie vat.
Dat so 3 secondes waar ek so half like, oh, too far. Te veel.
Ek weet nie of ons kan lach nie. Yeah. Okay, ons gaan lach. Sy het gelach nou, en ek ook maar lach.
Luister, alright. Geef ons bykie stand-up, meneer.
Alright, I'm gonna switch over into English, because just to show that I, I'm not a one-trick pony.
So let's... we'll throw it out to our listeners, because hulle is verskrikkelijk... Ek sê nie kritisch nie, maar hulle is regverdige mense. Hmm. So dink julle, luister hierna en sê vir of jy dink Eric kan stand-up doen. Okay, how about you, sir?
Well, I'm glad you played that part that makes it easier for me to just get into it. Comedy is a matter of inches. Like, for example, if I tell you that, you know, I saw this post where I saw that your nose started bleeding because of cat, or I tell you that your nose started bleeding because of a cat, that's sort of where the difference lies. A lot of people ask me, you know, like, where do you draw the line with comedy? You know, is there a line? Because a lot of my comedy tends to be quite dark. And I definitely have a line, you know. There's things that I won't make fun of. For example, like fat people. I don't make fun of fat people. I believe their plates are full as it is. And also, you know, eventually it comes down to content. Content and context, you know, you gotta be able to read the room and know what's happening. And like, for example, let's say you're doing a show at a feminist woman lib like rally. You know, you gotta read the room, and you gotta make sure that your jokes are, you know, like short and simple, so you don't have to explain them a lot.
Nice one.
But basically, so it comes down to this. I'm going to paraphrase a famous quote that I think you might like as well. That a sense of humor is a lot like religion or having a large, you know, member. It's great to have one, but, you know, don't stuff it into people's faces.
The Scenic Drive with Rian.